T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Mears with the Action Network has been noticing as well. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Brian, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Last night, did you see a solid Bucks defense? Are you high on the Bucks defense? I know you wrote the article on it. What do you have to say about the scheme under Budenholzer? Is it a playoff-type defense?
Yeah, no, I think it is. I mean, they're first in defense this year, so it's hard to not be encouraged by what it looks like. It's just an interesting defense, which is what I wrote about. You know, we're sort of in the age of, spacing on offense, and the Rockets taking a historic number of three-pointers, and Stephen Curry sort of like breaking defenses. So you would think, over the last couple of years that teams that don't allow a lot of three-pointers would have better defenses. You would think that there would be a correlation there. And the Bucks are just not that way. They are allowing the most three-pointers in the league, and yet they have the league's best defense. They're actually allowing a ton of open three-pointers, and yet they have the league's best defense. So I sort of dove into that to see what was going on, and it's really just a testament to Bud and just how smart his scheme is this year. I think over the last couple of years, your traditional defense is sort of, you're trying to dictate an offensive player to go into like a particular spot on the floor. That's what we've seen for the last, couple decades. But now with the spacing, you're trying to guard guys that are 30 feet out. And when you have three or four shooters on the floor, that's nearly impossible to do. So, I think Bud is sort of trying to get a scheme where instead of sort of trying to guard different spots on the floor and trying to push offensive sets to those spots, that he's really just trying to, force the offense to get the ball to their worst shooters on the floor. And that's what we've seen this year to obviously a lot of success.
So what you noticed in the article, Brian Mears, Action Network, is that, the Bucks are going to allow three-pointers. But they're trying to make the guys that maybe aren't as good. Like last night, Kyrie, so he took 8. All right, so 4 of 8. But the leading guy that shot in three-pointers last night was Marcus Morris, who was 3 of 10. And if you're the Bucks, I'll let Marcus Morris shoot, 10 three-pointers. And that's kind of, Brian, by design, you're saying.
Of course it is. Yeah, very much so by design. And it's really just they're playing very traditional pick-and-roll defense. Their center, who's guarding the guy who's screening the ball, is just dropping way back. They're really selling out to protect the rim. And they're just leaving that big man wide open. So, they have no problems letting Marcus Morris or Al Horford shoot three-pointers. In a game earlier this year against the Celtics, Al Horford took, I think it was 11 three-pointers, which, Horford's a fine shooter, but, if those shots are not being taken by Kyrie or Jason Tatum, you're obviously happy with that. So, Bud is doing a great job of forcing it to inferior shooters, which is why they're having so much success. But I will say that, one thing that the Bucks do have to their benefit, which a lot of teams don't, they're playing this traditional pick and roll defense where the guy is dropping way down low and the other guys are just not helping. Usually in these sets, guys will scramble to help, and that's sort of where you get into trouble. But Bud has sort of instilled in these players hey, just let these bad shooters shoot and you don't help. But that's a tough thing for a basketball player. In AAU or college, these guys are, it's instilled in them that they have to help and scramble to try to keep up on defense. And so Bud doing this scheme is really impressive. And I think it's the biggest reason why they are number one in defense this year.
You think this whole team's makeup is good enough to make a deep run? Sure, they're blowing through the regular season here pretty good. But we've seen in sports where a team can do that, yet they get to the playoffs and bad things begin to happen.
Right, that's the question for the Bucks, right? They haven't had the success in the past. It's sort of the same question with the Raptors. They have really good regular seasons and sort of stumble in the playoffs. I think that this team is different, really, because of Bud. the Bucks have always had the talent over the last couple of years, really since Giannis sort of took his big step forward. The problem is the coaching was just not up to par, and Bud is one of the best coaches in the league. It's sort of hard to overstate exactly what that means for this team. And then I think actually a really big move for them was acquiring Nikola Mirotic at the trade deadline. He made his debut last night. Obviously didn't play a whole lot of minutes. It may not start for a while, but just having another guy who is capable, can hit a shot. I mean, this team is going to be really hard to defend. Their offense is going to be really, really good with all of these shooters and wings. And, you know, we saw Chris Middleton as an all-star this year, and his three-point shooting is about as good as anyone in the league. And, you know, if this defense does seem to be real, which I think it is, then, I mean, you're talking about one of the best offenses and one of the best defenses. So that seems like a title contender to me.
Brian Mears with the Action Network. All right, we're talking basketball with you, so we are required, as we've asked every one of our guests that we've been talking basketball with. Brian, as far as the top four teams in the East, who do you like in order for them to come out of the Eastern Conference this year between Boston, Philly, the Raptors, and the Bucks? We are required because we ask everybody else that, so we'll ask you.
Yeah. It's a great question. I mean, they're all pretty much right there together. I guess I'll, you know, since I'm on Bucks Radio, I actually do like the Bucks, so I'll take them. Obviously, all these teams are right there with each other. Philly's going to look pretty good here once they sort of get things going with Tobias Harris after acquiring him. But, I mean, the Bucks, you know, when you talk about point differential or defense or offense, I mean, the Bucks statistically are the best team in the NBA this year, and they're the best team in the East. So I'm a stats guy, and, you know, the eye test is telling me they're really good. The stats are telling me they're really good, and they're the best in the East. So why not? I'll take the Bucks.
You got anything tonight you like? I got robbed on the over last night, so I'm just trying to take a look at any help I can get.
Yeah, I like the overs again. I know that they sort of all went under in sort of that first game back, but I think that defenses really struggle in those first couple games, and I think we sort of saw an anomaly last night with some of these offenses struggling so much. But I like a lot of these games to go over tonight. So don't worry. Yeah, it's going to hit tonight, I promise.
You like anything in the college game, the big card tomorrow? We're always looking for a winner.
Yeah, college. Yeah, I'm not quite up on college. I need to brush up on that before March Madness. But yeah, obviously.
What about the Alliance of American Football? You got anything on that?
Yeah, so our company is covering it really extensively. So it's definitely interesting for sure. I've been impressed with sort of how interested people are. I guess people just love football. I know you guys in your area of the states love football. So I guess any sort of football is good.
UFC, you got a winner there.
All right, I think we're probably good for the
FIBA
day. Brian, we appreciate it. You can check out more at the Action Network, actionnetwork.com, Brian_Mears. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.